Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Abu Dhabi's IHC has struck a $1 billion deal to buy a 41.3% stake in Saman Capital. In a conversation with Debore Shichaki and Swaraj Singh Dhanjal, CEO Gagan Banga stated that he will continue at the helm of the mortgage lender, with IHC assuming a board-level role. The deal is expected to lower Saman Capital's funding costs, push lending deeper into smaller towns, and deliver mid-teen returns on equity by FY27. But while FDI is flowing in through one door, foreign portfolio investors are exiting via another. FPI has pulled out a record 2 lakh crore rupees from Indian secondary markets in 2025, reports Ravindra Sonavanay. Despite government efforts to revive sentiment, slowing earnings growth, stretched valuations, and rupee weakness have driven the sell-off, with domestic institutional investors cushioning the blow by buying over 5.3 lakh crore rupees of equities. SBI Mutual Fund, India's largest asset management company, remains sharply focused on earnings recovery, consumption growth, and valuations. In an interview with N. Mahalakshmi, Dinesh Balachandran, head of investments, said he expects the government to shift from strict fiscal consolidation to pro-growth measures, which could boost earnings. He expects consumption to improve due to GST cuts and a recovery in rural sentiment. He cautioned about high IPO valuations, stating that SBIMF is very selective about investments. The caution seems justified. Despite a surge in IPOs, investors aren't seeing much gain, reports Ravindra Sonavanay. September saw 25 companies raise more than 13,000 crore rupees through mainboard IPOs, but most listings disappointed, with 8 listing below their issue price and another 8 offering muted gains. The SME segment was particularly active, with 53 IPOs mobilizing 2,309 crore rupees, but performance was uneven. Here's some good news for gamers with stuck deposits. The draft promotion and regulation of online gaming rules propose a 180-day window for companies to repay user funds collected before the ban on real money gaming, reports Ahik Sur. The rule aims to protect users with stuck deposits, balances, or winnings, and requires platforms to ensure proper KYC checks and refund mechanisms. Check this story to find out what else the draft Online Gaming Act rules propose. The RSS chief's Vijayadashami speech offers a glimpse into the organization's priorities. The 2025 address by Mohan Bhagwat emphasized global affairs, the economy, and religion, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. Bhagwat highlighted India's growing role in global affairs, the threat of cross-border terrorism, and the need for an economic model based on Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi. And finally, Anthropic named Indian origin Rahul Patil as its new chief technology officer. Patil, an alumnus of Bengaluru's PES University, joins Anthropic amid surging demand for its Claude AI models, with the company's global user base growing 300-fold to more than 300,000 in just 2 years, reports Vikas SN Anthropic is also looking to establish a foothold in India. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.